This is two statements.
When I talked about how I gave to my mother, just at the end I heard a comment, good boy. And I'd like to confront the person that said it and ask them who said it and why they said it.
I said it because it seemed familiar, and that if I wanted to be accepted in some way, I would do things because I wanted to be a good boy.
It wasn't meant in a nice way. With the phone, I heard the phone.
Because his own pain, that he was aware of his pain, that he has done things in the past to buy love. That's my jargon for the good boy syndrome. It's really to buy love.
Yeah, and that's what I've done all of my life.
So he was not criticizing you with that tone. He was aware of the pain that he had, seeing that he was doing so much giving to buy love.
Yeah, so. and that's painful because I lost myself completely in that, because I was looking outside to do stuff to be a good boy, and I never developed myself.
Thank you. That explains something.
Because society does that. When you give out of joy, they see it as good boy, and they see it as you're doing it. You got some.
But you see, Jim, I think what I was trying to show you yesterday, you lend itself to that image because you were talking about what you did, which sounds like you're trying to show what a good boy you are, instead of saying what you were feeling at the moment you told that story.
But
if you could just tell the feeling, not the story.
Yeah, but I did explain why I did that.
But you didn't say right now what your feeling was. That right now, I still don't know what your feeling was and what need of yours was being met by telling that. And so when you don't make that clear, you lend yourself to these other projections.
Okay, I see Paul's situation.
But now you're back seeing. Can you just stay with present feelings?
No, my feeling is present to what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's what?
I got in a situation where I was.
No, now you're telling a story. You're off.
Okay,
you're off your
story.
Feeling into the story.
Okay, I got in a similar. It was a similar situation.
How can I say this?
You're
off into the story. It's no life in it for the group, Jim.
Okay, I felt.
No, not
used.
Then. Now. Now, what is leading? What need of yours is being met by telling this? When we don't hear that, Jim, it's just very easy to project all kinds of stuff.
I feel the same feelings.
What feeling?
The feeling of anger.
Yep.
Sadness.
Yeah.
Those seem to be dichotomous. I don't know.
No,
running together.
Don't worry about it. Let's just say what you're feeling. So, what need is behind them? Isn't being met. What need is behind the need of anger, the feeling of anger and sadness?
A need for appreciation for what I did.
Yeah. You want to celebrate what you did.
Because I did a good thing.
You want some celebration of how you contributed to life.
To taking care of six people, yes.
Yes, so let's just celebrate that.
Not one, six.
Yes. I can see why you have a need to celebrate that, how you gave to all of those soldiers that you were serving under dangerous conditions. And I can see that you have a need to celebrate how much you've given in life. So that's what we need to hear.
But I had a sadness and an anger because their response was in anger that
because
I expected
you didn't
them to
get you didn't get the celebration. You didn't get the understanding you would have liked.
They didn't want to contribute. They just wanted to take.
So you're upset that your needs weren't as valued in your mind as you would have liked them to have been, and the needs of others. So when you see people just receiving and not giving, then that doesn't meet a need of yours.
Certainly doesn't.
Yeah. Okay.
There's too much of that.
Yeah.
I really am impressed by Selwa's this, and Earl's this Nemnun and Mitzvah. We need that.
And I want you to, I would hope you could have some real, genuine sadness for those people who don't know how to give because they're missing something. And what usually happens, those people we see as just the takers, the selfish, they're so scared that they're not going to get their needs met, that all of their energy goes into getting their needs met, and they provoke images that they're selfish and greedy. And it's real sad that they haven't learned to give out a mitzvah. What would be worse than not to know how to give that way.
What you're describing to me is the story of Scrooge. The story of Scrooge.
Yes. And many of the people caught up in the capitalist system who can only think of getting money, and they're missing out on the joy of serving life. Can you think of anything sadder than that? To mistake accumulation of capital with the joy of mitzvah?